And my guest is Brett Warren. Brett is a buyer's agent from Metropole Property Strategists, wrote a really interesting article, which is what I want to pick up on now, about Brisbane and the airport in particular, which we discussed earlier. But it was the Japanese who invested millions into the Gold Coast in the late 70s and early 80s that led to a construction boom, and it actually put that city definitely on the map. So perhaps we're going to see the same thing with Chinese, who may just change the face of Brisbane and transform it into a new world city, Brett.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. And look, you know, China remains the largest market with you know, about nearly 500,000 people annually, and that's before we've had all these Chinese airlines sign onto the runway. So you know, I definitely think they're going to play a big part in Brisbane's future, and whether it's spending money here or studying here and staying on as residents, you know, they're really going to shape Brisbane moving forward.
The tourism figures, have you had a chance to have a look at those as to what they've been, what they are, and what they're predicted to be?
Yeah, there's not too much on the prediction side of things, but you know, as I said, we're getting about 484,000 Chinese visitors annually, and they spend about $1 billion in Queensland. So, you know, I think with those other provinces coming on board, you know, some of the provinces have, you know, 12 million residents there that haven't had access to Brisbane before, and at some stage I'm certain that you'll get a lot of business people coming over and students studying here and things like that. So it's a bright future, that's for sure.
This graph that I'm looking at now, these are Queensland figures. It's certainly showing that you know, China's growth has been quite strong since about 2010, 2011, through to the current day. I often wonder too about places like India, where we don't enjoy too much, too many trips into Queensland from India. Is that likely to grow as well, do you think?
Yeah, look, probably not as much. You know, the Indian airlines, none of the airlines that have signed up connect to India. Some connect to Japan, Korea and North America, but there's not a lot of direct access from India, and that's why you probably see those numbers significantly less.
Mm. To keep it in perspective, the projections are, these are factual figures, that China appears to have even outnumbered the number of tourists coming from New Zealand, which is really quite outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, Kevin, you can see back in the early 2000s, it was the Japanese that were still coming, yeah. And now they've tailed down to be about a quarter of what they used to be, and China's really taken that mantle.
Mm. Talk more about this in just a moment. Got a caller on the line. Luke is joining us, wants to make a comment about bidders at auction. G'day, Luke. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah, so just to give you a bit of background, I'm 28. I bought our first family home when I was 26. And if someone told me, you know, for example, I was going to an auction condition thing, but I had to put $5,000 or $10,000 down, it would scare the bejesus out of me. Like, even though I'd have my pre-approval and everything, but especially when, you know, a young buyer is trying to get into the market for the first time, like, it's just one extra obstacle that would, you know, just push me over the edge, sort of thing.
Did you buy that? I missed what you said there. Did you buy that property at auction?
No, I didn't buy it at auction.
Have you ever bid at auction?
Yes, we did bid at auction and we got outbid.
Yeah. When was that, Luke?
Oh, that was about 3 or 4 years ago now.
Okay, yeah. So what was that experience like for you?
Well, look, the auction condition was just terrifying. I mean, we had been pre-approved for everything and, you know, it was our first auction, to be fair. Like, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
But if someone said, hey, look, you got to put $5,000 or $10,000 down just to bid, like, it's probably something we wouldn't have done.
Well,
we would have given that property a miss anyway. And not to be too cynical, but, like, every time we register at one of these auctions or open home, like, they have all our details. If it's not that house, you know, they definitely know that they're going to contact us again and, you know, offer us 6 other houses. Like,
good on you, Luke. Well, mate, yeah, good to have your input, and I hope you're enjoying the home that you're living in now.
Yeah. I just thought I'd make a comment.
Because, yeah, nice.
You know, especially these days where, you know, young buyers are finding it so hard to get into the market, it's just an extra
hurdle. One more hurdle, yeah. Good on you, Luke. Thanks, mate. Thanks for calling in.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective too, and I think we've got to bear in mind that it's a quite frightening experience to go along and bid at an auction, Brett.
Absolutely. I think you've nailed it again, Kevin, the barriers to entry. But you think about their first home buyers, it's a nervous time as it is without having to stump up another 5 or 10,000 for something you may not even get anyway.
That's it.